saints who know his wondrous grace, should it not cause us to lament our wayward hearts that shun his gaze, the love we scorn with proud contempt? Forgiveness we have had before from sins and stubborn hearts of stone, yet we are burdened now by more, and shame would warn us from his throne. But he is faithful to forgive, so let us humbly lay our sins before his cross and crucify them all. We'll stand accused by them no more. The freedom that his cross achieves, how slow we are to understand, transforming power each one receives each day from God's own gracious hand. And he is faithful to forgive, so let us humbly lay our sins before his cross and crucify them all. Let us be chained to them no more. Darkness soon shall pass away before the Son of Righteousness. Saints, usher in that glorious day, and let no sin stay unconfessed. For he is faithful to forgive, so let us humbly lay our sins before his cross and crucify them all. We stand condemned by them no more. Yes, he is faithful to forgive, so let us humbly lay our sins before his cross and crucify them all. We stand condemned by them.
Psalm 123. Listen, each one, for the word of God. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven, as the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord our God till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. For we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant or contempt from the proud. Amen. And may God add his blessing to this reading of his word, and to him be all glory, honour and praise. This is a psalm of ascent. It's one of the psalms of ascent. It's one of these psalms that the Israelites on pilgrimage to Jerusalem would be singing on their journey. And this is a psalm of service, and a psalm that calls us into that position of dependence on God, and actually to pray for his mercy. And the focus of that dependence on God comes through what the psalmist writes about eyes. I lift up my eyes to you as the eyes of slaves, as the eyes of a female slave, as our eyes look to the Lord. And this is the whole image that everyone looking up. So we're looking up to God. In the same way as a slave would be looking up to their master, that this female slave would be looking up to her mistress, that we look up and we look up to God. I may have shared this before, but one of the most enthusiastic and active police officers I ever knew was someone called Dirk. And Dirk, with his wet nose and his waggy tail, was fairly large, and I have a fear of large dogs. And I was on night shift at the back of a hotel in Perthshire where there was a big meeting, and I was on the back door. It was cold. It was 3 o'clock in the morning or so, and it was freezing. The frost was that white furry way on the ground and on the leaves and on the trees. And I'd been there for a wee while, so I was really quite cold. And I saw Dirk coming along with his handler. And as usual, I just get that wee bit more tense. And the handler came across and he spoke to me. We were having a chat. When we were doing that, I felt this warmth on my thigh. And I did have a wee think to myself about what might be going on. So the first thing I thought was, well, I don't feel anything going down my leg. And I don't feel pain, so I don't think he's bitten me. But then, as I looked down, what I saw was that Dirk was sitting beside me with his head on my thigh, looking up. And as I looked down at him, I just saw these big brown eyes. And at that moment, he looked like that Dirk was somebody that even I could control. And when he saw his eyes, and that's the issue, the memory I have, and think back to when I think of this psalm, is the way Dirk was sitting, looking up. Now, I have no idea what Dirk was thinking, but as we look up to God, we need to be totally dependent on him. It's the same when we read Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, listening and learning. And that's where we need to be. It's that position. And it's got to be, if God is God at all, this is what the psalmist says, if God is God at all, he knows all of us. He's over us and he's above us. And he must know more about our needs than we do. He must be more in touch with the reality of our thoughts, our emotions, our bodies than we are. He must have a more comprehensive grasp of all the relationships in our families, our communities, our nations than we do. And so, if God is God at all, we must be totally dependent on him and we must be submissive to him. Is in that way of Mary sitting at his feet, looking up, listening, learning, following. And we are called into his service. If God is God at all, we are called into his service to follow him. We do not call God into our service. And as we have that prayer, we see that prayer of mercy. That's what God shares with us right throughout, his love, his mercy, his grace. It's there for us. And one of the New Testament sections that speaks more of this service and this psalm is Romans 12 to 16. And just to listen to the Message version of Romans 1 and 2. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. That's the dependence, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. And so as we think about the psalmist and think about the psalm, directing us to dependence on God, that's being a discipline, being a disciple. Being a disciple is being totally dependent on God. Being a disciple is like Mary, taking time to sit at the feet of God, to listen, to learn, and to engage in conversation with. As part of our prayer life, we can talk with God, and that's part of serving him, is how we find out what it is he actually wants us to do. So in our prayer life, taking that time, all too often we tell God what we want or what we think we need, and when we don't take time to listen to him. And so as we think about the psalmist, as we move forward from here, we take that time to be dependent on God, to look up to him in service of him. And when we serve him and focus on him, then what happens for us is that as we learn more of him, he calls us to serve others. He calls us into service of him first. And that's what the psalm is about. But one of the things about it is we learn more about God and we're more into a deeper relationship with him. He brings us to service and to serve others. To love him first and to love our neighbours and our enemies as ourselves. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, for this word. And Lord, we pray that as we reflect on your word, Lord, that you would continue to be with us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
According to thy gracious word, in meek humility, this will I do, my dying Lord, I will remember thee. Thy body broken for my sake, my bread from heaven shall be.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with you now, in Jesus' precious name. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and remain with you now, and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore. Amen.